from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Dutch Central Bank expresses concern over unregulated pyramid investment schemes in Suriname. Guyana's new Prime Minister, Janet Jagan, pledges to stay with the policies of her late husband. And a British report points to widespread racism in the armed forces. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Dutch Central Bank is concerned about the popularity of unregulated investment schemes in Suriname, fearing a collapse similar to that of Albania. The pyramid schemes offer huge interest rates and have attracted tens of millions of dollars from thousands of investors in the Netherlands and Suriname. Carol Orr has more.
The Dutch Foreign Ministry warned this week that the pyramid schemes threaten Suriname with economic catastrophe. One international banker in the Surinamese capital described the situation as a monetary time bomb. Two schemes run by local trading companies are offering interest payments of 10% per month. Conservatively, it's estimated to have attracted $50 to $80 million. This compares with the total loans outstanding in the banking sector of $100 million. The Suriname Central Bank said yesterday it was discussing with the Justice Department whether there was any way to regulate the schemes under existing laws or whether new legislation would be required. Ethnic Surinamese living in the Netherlands are reportedly taking large sums of cash in suitcases to invest back home. With outstanding loans in Suriname jumping by 200%, speculation is that borrowers are using the debt to pour into the schemes.